When we create props, we usually have concept pictures or reference images to look at when modeling the object, just to make sure it stays within the art style that we are going for. When creating a chair, a table, or a bookcase, just to name a few, we usually have to plan the measurements before we get them into the game, because having something in the game that isn't the right size can break the immersion. But sometimes you have to cheat that and test it out, because the camera perspective can really trick you. I have the perfect example of the camera tricking you sometimes. Take out the lantern in-game and look at the wall or an object in the same height as the lantern and try guessing how big the lantern will be next to that object. Then walk up as close as you can to that object and compare. If you got a good example out of this, you see that the hand and lantern is in fact very small, but it feels right when it's close to the camera. But we don't want to go on gut feeling on the measurements of every object. That could really get out of hand quickly, and a lot of things could feel out of place. So it's basically a matter of changing the scale if it feels weird. When modeling the prop, we would try to make it as close as the reference images as we can, or if you've got a sketch, that is. It's often a quite simple process that usually doesn't take that much time, but it completely depends on what it is and if the sketch we have are detailed. Before giving the model a texture and working on that, we need to create a UV map for it. A UV map can best be described as an image with painted and edited details to it that is wrapped around the object. So the texture for a cardboard box, for example, would look like a box that you have unfolded onto the ground. After the UV map is created, we start to work on the texture. And here, we usually start with adding untouched materials like wood or metal. And these are from free photos found on the internet. We also paint in dirt in corners, highlights on the edges to enhance them. We can also bake and add an ambient occlusion map to the texture, which is basically a process where the computer calculates where the texture should be dark and where it should be light. We often generate a normal map based on certain details in the texture. A normal map uses light to add bumps or dents without using more polygons on the object. For specular maps, we use the red channel for the intensity level of the map and the green channel to determine the power of it. After all the textures are done, we export them to Collada format and import them to our editors. There, we set material values, create bodies for collision, and stuff like that.